other because they were telling each other stories all the time. And they're laughing and looking. I think I know where it is.
I'm just going to interrupt you then to ask you a little bit about Moravia.
Yes.
And you could you met him in Rome?
Well, Francis and he were great friends for a long time. I think they had even met before the Second World War in Italy. But in any case, they became great friends. And Moravia, he was very nice. He was a commanding person, but not self-important, or I don't know quite how to say. He was so pleasant to be with, and he knew a lot of things. He spoke very well. He spoke good English, but he and I, we always spoke Italian. And we were in Italy, so he's also with Francis, we spoke Italian. But he came in this one particular thing. He came to Capri, and Francis wasn't there. Francis was coming from America. He'd stayed a little later to finish something in New York. And so he got in touch with me, so. And I said, Francis wasn't here, but I'd love to see you. Well, he said, come tomorrow, they're giving us lunch for me. And come, it'll be, there'll be too many people, but then we'll sort out something else. And I went, it was an absolutely glorious affair in a beautiful garden in Capri. And they exaggerated with the amount of time, taking pictures of him doing this, doing that. They exaggerated, and he didn't really, really speak Italian at all. I mean, yes, he could say something, but they wanted him to give a speech. They wanted to. And
Saul Bellow.
Yes, Saul. Yeah. And at this moment, where had Moravia gone by and stuff? I don't know. But at this moment, he turned to me and he said, it was October, and he said, you know, in the beginning of October, and he said, the light will die, and I want to go up to Tiberias. He said, I'm only here till tomorrow. And I remember how marvelous it was up at the castle of Tiberias. And can we go there? And I said, certainly we can, but we must go immediately. He said, I want to go immediately. And so we got up, and
that is
we
you,
left.
You and Bellow. Yes.
And we left. And I said to the woman who was running it, now there's something he particularly wants to do. So I didn't say what it was, but I said, we're leaving, and he's very grateful and everything. And we skedaddled. Well, we started to walk up to Tiberio, which is, you know, an hour's walk, a little bit less, maybe. Wonderful.
How much of a walk? About a mile, did you say?
It's about an hour.
An hour? Mm-hmm. An hour's walk?
Up. And about that, it's a wonderful walk. Oh, it's like walking around the curve of the globe. It's a wonderful walk.
Oh, surely, around the curve of the globe.
Really, it's wonderful.
Oh, surely, how beautiful.
So we were trotting up there, and I looked round, and the whole outfit had followed us. About 20 paces behind, there was this whole outfit that had followed us.
Really?
Snapping pictures of him and all this sort of thing. And anyway, we got up there. There was just something I was going to tell you about then. Yes, it was Bellow. And what did we talk about? Shakespeare. It was wonderful, yes. Yes, we talked about Shakespeare.
Shakespeare on Capri.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, it was really quite
lovely.
Wonderful.
Lovely.
Mm. Anyway.
Beautiful. And I just want to